conditions are relatively good, and no camp is very pleasant, especially with winter coming on. These are tarpaulin tents that people are living in mostly. There have been distributions of clothes, blankets. The refugees say they are getting three meals a day. There's sanitation, some. There's some water. But, of course, it's not enough, and they miss home. There are worries with the cold weather coming in. Nights are particularly cold now because of the altitude and the wind. Children are falling sick, and of course, it's just not the same when you're living in a tent. So people acknowledge that they're receiving a great deal of assistance, both from the Turkish government, from some of the political parties, in particular the Kurdish party here, where the Kurds are very predominant, and also from just independent donors and private Turks who are helping out their people. But nevertheless, it's a difficult situation. And for small villages and small towns in this area, they're being overwhelmed. You have a town of 10 to 20,000 people being overwhelmed by tens of thousands of refugees, for example. So it's a difficult situation, but it's certainly better than others I've seen in other countries neighboring Syria.
Speaking with the refugees, how are they doing emotionally?
Difficult. They all have intense feelings against the Islamic State. They all, each and every one, talk about how the fighters came in and they executed people, accusing these Kurds who are Muslims of being Jews and therefore infidels, and taking all their belongings and their money and then executing some of them. Everyone has a horror story. Of course, the difficult trek into Turkey and now the difficult conditions they live in is what they mostly talk about.
What about the future? Any hopes?
Well, it's interesting. These people who have arrived only days ago, this one camp I visited has only been open for 20 days now. They talk about going back within days, within a month at the most. They believe that if the Western powers that are currently assisting or staging air attacks against Islamic State positions, if they continue, and they, by the way, are very thankful for those, then they could be home in a month's time. Many of the veterans who have been watching this war for several years don't feel that that's quite likely. But nevertheless, that's the hope for these people.